I'm Rick Lambert. Welcome to today's Smarketing Show. We've got a special guest. We're going to be talking about recruiting today. And I don't know about you, but I think there has never been a better time to recruit elite players for your team. Now, Cheryl, I must tell you before we start, I've had a complaint about the show. Can I share it with you now?
Go ahead. What's the complaint?
Okay, so the complainer is someone that comes from a senior position, human resources, little linkage to today's topic. And this person is saying, hey, why is this mess in the back on every one of your videos, this bookcase? And I must tell the viewing audience, that's jam-packed full of books on sales, sales leadership, recruiting, another one over here. So just give you a break, okay? And as I enter these things, a little bit of, thought process and other ideas come into these things. Now, today's guest is a Maritimer. And for you American viewers, these are the great people from the East Coast of Canada. They're second to none. And I always say, Terry, by the way, there's nothing better than a Maritimer, and you know what that is.
I would say the friendliest of all Canadians are the Maritimers. But yes, we're really excited to have Terry Gillis.
Two Maritimers.
Yeah. Oh, sweet.
Three, technically. Terry is the president and CEO of ARIA, which is an HR company here in London, Ontario, Canada. And that's exactly what we're talking about is recruiting. So, Terry, mm-hmm. I'd love to start with your perspective on why you think that right now is actually a perfect time for organizations to be recruiting for talent?
Well, quite simply, because the war for talent that was sort of pre-COVID 8, 9, 10 weeks ago has sort of died off. Prior to that, it was very, very difficult to find people. Employees had the power in the power relationship, for lack of a better term. They could kind of pick and choose. I think that with the changes that have happened in employment, there's a lot more people that may be looking now. So the market's a little bit more robust in terms of the number of people that are actually in, looking for the next opportunity. That would be number one. The second piece too is anytime there's significant change in the marketplace, be it a positive change or a negative change, whichever context you want to look at, that means that there's opportunity. And so I think that just right now is a great opportunity to be seeking talent because it's out there and they're interested. So simple.
Those are great points. And one thing I was going to mention is how does an organization set themselves up digitally to be recruiting for the right kind of talent? And we always have conversations with customers around their careers page. So mm-hmm. they need to make sure that their careers page is aligned with their business vision. So what do you sure. not do? Well, we try to avoid stock photos of people that don't actually work for your company. Have the face of the actual individuals, right?
Right.
Can you incorporate video testimonials of employees that work with you? Can you give a video tour of the environment? People want to see inside the doors. They want to see what it looks like. They want to actually know what the onboarding process is like.
100%.
I would say that most career pages look like an application page for a senior citizen's home. They're about that exciting. Anyway, Terry, you probably looked at more than I have, but huge opportunity for businesses to amp it up because people are looking at your website, I think, before they apply.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think your website, I wouldn't limit it to a career page. I think your website really needs to speak to the overall culture of your organization. At ARIA, our big focus, the threefold, is on leadership, culture, and engagement. Culture is one of the big ones, and how your culture is reflected in everything that you do, not just in terms of, your public persona and how you interact when we actually are able to interact with one another again. We're not allowed to do that right now, but how it personifies itself in a web page or whatnot. So it's not just limited to a career page. I think that's important, but how it speaks to, what your organization's all about. I think that's absolutely mission critical because, let's face it, people today are sophisticated. They're smart. That's not to say they weren't, but specifically now, and we have a lot of information and people will go looking for that information. Things like Glassdoor, have you checked out your Glassdoor ranking? Have people said bad things about you? You want to get those things fixed up. So, your whole social media presence becomes so uber important, especially in this world where we're kind of locked in our homes and we're doing things more digitally. Your presence is absolutely huge. So, and it should be reflective of who you are as a culture.
So Terry, can you give us three quick tips for the viewers today on what they can do to be recruiting the right kind of talent during the circumstances that we're in right now?
Absolutely. I mean, the first one, which is probably incredibly obvious, but sometimes you have to state it, is let people know that you're looking. So that would be number one. It's amazing to me how many people will, you know, just assume that people will beat a path to the door. That'd be number one. Number two, I think you've got, again, go use all your social media channels that you have to be talking about the fact that you have an opportunity available. And I wouldn't just focus on, we're looking for, you know, a salesperson, or we're looking for a new accountant, or we're looking for a new marketing person. I think generally speaking about the fact that your organization is in a change mode, that you're in a growth mode, to get that message out that says, hey, we're doing things, we're alive and we're well, and we're not contracting. I think that's absolutely mission critical to getting that message to people so that they know that you're in that mode. Right now, the media wants us to believe that every organization is going down the Suwannee River. Every organization is imploding. And there's a lot of organizations that are, in fact, doing well through this pandemic. And, you know, getting that story out, I think, becomes incredibly important. You know, we're limited in terms of the channels we have right now, in terms of we don't have the ability to go out and do the networking face to face. But in a digital world, which many of us have pivoted to very, very quickly, we have that capability. Let's utilize it as best we can. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I got three, but I think I got them.
I think you got like six. Now, what about transitioning new talent? So you've done the recruiting part. You've found someone that maybe you've been after for a little while.
Right.
It's really different now. How do you transition that person within the organization?
Yeah, it's tricky because, you know, normally, you know, you have the ability to bring them on physically. And if you can't do that, it changes things up. But this goes back to, I mean, onboarding is one of the things that organizations typically don't do a great job of. They, you know, bring people in. I remember when I first joined this firm 20 years ago and the owner said to me, oh yeah, you're here today. What a great onboarding experience. you know, it's like, wow, thanks. But you know, we have to do a better job of onboarding in general. I think it just gets exacerbated in this context because the thing that's missing for all this, and one of the things that's driving me crazy right now, is everyone saying this is the new normal. This isn't normal. This is a new reality, but it's not normal. Doing this and not being together physically, this is not normal. That's not human behavior that's normal. So it adds a level of complexity to it. But nonetheless, good onboarding means, you know, you align people, you first and foremost is the fact that they're joining your organization, and to celebrate that. How many times have people joined an organization like, oh, you're here, and you don't even celebrate the fact that you're here to make a difference? First simple little thing that so many organizations miss. Oh my God, mm-hmm. Let's applaud this and embrace this. So it's going to be trickier in the digital world. Absolutely no question. But, you know, celebrate when they arrive. The reinforced purpose, you know, the why are you here? What do we do? Why is this good sense? And by the way, here's why we hired you. When was the last time somebody told you that? Right? It's like, so there's probably a number of other things that I'm missing, but it's embracing the positivity in the moment and bringing them on board. And I just think it's a little bit more complicated in this world we're in currently, temporarily, but it's not rocket science per se.
Terry, I tell Cheryl every day why she was hired, and it's very simple: to make my life easier. Okay.
But you're actually, you know what, Rick, you're the perfect example of somebody that, you know, is really good at telling their staff about the good things that they're doing and why we're doing what we're doing. But I know you have some points on recruiting. So
I think of a team like a sporting team, Terry, and at the elite level of athletics, they're always recruiting. In fact, they've got scouting groups. Okay. And
absolutely,
you know, with 20% ish unemployment right now, I'm saying it's a feeding frenzy on elite talent in the sales community. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you think of it like a hockey team where I come from, you're always looking at that third and fourth line saying, okay, we could get a better centerman here or defenseman here. And I think, you know, as barbaric as it may sound right now, if you're a business owner, now is the time to be recruiting. And we're coaching our clients to do that. So how do you recruit? Here's some methodologies. I think, number one, I think we have to rethink if we're recruiting sales reps or whatever position, any customer-facing position, what is the new profile? And I don't think enough people think about what the candidate's digital DNA looks like. In other words, on an interview, would you be asking how many connections you have? What type of social mediums do you follow? This new virtual world, I don't think is going away for a little while, or it will be a hybrid mix of tradition. So we used to, back when I was a sales leader, we would have a scorecard and ask literally questions and score the candidate 1 to 10. I'm saying those things, for example, how many LinkedIn connections do you have might be a question to ask. And something that right now we're encouraging one of our customers to do, I used to do it when I was a sales manager, and that is have a virtual event where you invite all of your competitors' top sales reps to come in and do a virtual open house of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Now, in the olden days, we used to send around an invitation, a paper card, right? And it used to stir it up in the sales bullpens like crazy. Right. So now we can do it virtually. No one knows who's there. Yeah. And what an opportunity right now to go after the top talent. So those are some ideas anyway on the barbaric side of sales recruiting. But I know it's a lot of salespeople right now. They're unsure about what's happening. And there's a lot of good ones in the market.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Terry, thank you so much for joining us today on the Smarketing Show. This was fantastic.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, it was great. We'll have to have you back. Terry is president and CEO of Aria Consulting in London, Ontario, Canada. If you have any questions for either one of us, you can email us anytime, engage@intucommunications.com. Don't forget to like our show, subscribe, and send us some show ideas, and maybe you'll be the next guest, right, Rick?
And we're hiring. We're open. We haven't let anybody go. We're looking for top talent right now in all the positions you could possibly imagine. So if you're an elite performer, talk to Terry or talk to us at Intu Communications. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Terry, great job. Great to have an East Coaster, two of them on the show. Can't believe we wrapped it up so quick.
I know. That's unbelievable.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.